Okay, so today we're going to start a new melacha. We had 44 shiurim on Bishul. 44. So
over 2 years.
So now we're on to something else. Gozes. So the classical examples of gozes is if, say, you cut hair, you cut nails. Those are the classic examples. And we'll have shiurim on that. But we have to define what the melacha is. And we'll see a lot of different applications, which are halacha lemaisa on gozes. So if you look in the Rambam, on page 1 here, Hagozes Semer Oseyar Bein Min HaBehema Bein Min HaChaya Bein Min HaChaya Bein HaMeis Afil Min HaShel Shalom Chayef. So you shear wool, hair off the animal. That's the prime illustration of gozes. Then halacha ches, hanotel tziparnov, you cut your nails, and we'll see in the future shiur. This is very lemaisa, shaila about a woman who has to go to the mikveh Friday night, and she forgot to cut her nails. So that's a big, that's a whole discussion in the poskim. What should she do? So that's a future shiur. But because it's a malacha, it's a potential malacha daraisa to cut nails on Shabbos.
Is that really ma'akev though? Or?
Oh, so that's a separate discussion. Is that really ma'akev? In other words, there's a minhag to cut the nails. But Meikar did, like Rav Abadi always points out, if the nails are clean underneath, then, you know, then the cutting is not really necessarily likuva, according to Poskim. But still, there's a minhag to cut the nails. So the question is, what if you forgot to do it? Should we do? What do we tell you? Do we tell you to get a goy? Do we tell you to just forget about it? There's a whole discussion. And then halacha tes is a hanotel sa'ara. In other words, if you give someone a haircut, you give someone a haircut on Shabbos, it's chayev. Kam yitov yechayev shtei sa'aras. You take a shtei sa'aras and you chayev. Now, there is a whole discussion here in the Gemara Bechoros on page 2. About toilish. What if you just pluck something out? Is that a malach of goizes, or is that maybe that's kalachariyat? Say you just pick something out. You pick a hair out. Is that goizes? What do we say? No, that's a shinoi. That's kalachariyat. That's toilish. So there's a machlokes in the Gemara here whether toilish is lav hainu goizes or not.
Goizes is that you break it into...
Goizes normally means that you're taking it with scissors or with a, you know, some type of shearing equipment or something like that.
In English, cutting and plucking. It's two different things. Two different things. Maybe plucking is usher as well, but it's not goizes.
Right, so that's what we're going to see soon. Says the Yerushalmi, if you look on page 4, with the end of the bracket, the last two lines before where the bracket ends. Talash min hamesa chayv. Lishasa zuhi gizasa. In other words, say you have a dead animal, page 4 in the Yerushalmi. The last two lines where the bracket ends. First word of the line is Cain. The Tani Tolosh min hamesa chayev klishoso zuhi gizoso. So if you pluck from a dead animal, then you chayev. But if you pluck from a live animal, you're not chayev. So what's the difference?
Sar bali chayev, maybe?
Oh. So he says, well, there may be, we'll see, Rav Gutman has in a sefer from the Taz, that maybe if you pluck from a dead animal, that's called derech bekach, because it doesn't feel it, the pain. So you, but if you pluck from a live animal, then that would be a shinui. That's how we see Rav Gutman. If you look in the Taz, on page 6, he discusses the Taz.
Pain is on the chepta, the malacha is on the gavra. Can tie them together?
Say again?
Pain is on the chepta.
Yeah.
What does that have to do with the maisa done by the gavra?
In other words, the question is, what's called derech and what's not derech? What's called derech pekach, where it would be an issa deraisa, in contrast to something that's lav derech pekach. So look at the Taz for a second. On page 6, on the left side. Tzorech Adam li zoher b'malbos shanase me'or behema shelo yitlos sar mimenu. But say you have some type of coat you made from the skin of an animal with its wool on it. So obviously it's not alive now. He took it off. So he says, "Sarach Adam lizar b'malbos shanase me'or behema shelo yitlosh sar mimenu." Hey, you shouldn't. Here, come. Page 6. We're learning goizes now. So we're talking about goizes normally is to shear the animal from its wool or something like that. So now the Taz says, what if you have a mink coat? You have some type of coat that's made from the skin of the animal with its wool on it, and if you pluck it on Shabbos, he says yesh bo chiyuv chatas. Yesh bo chiyuv chatas. Dehachi isa b'Yerushalmi. Hatolish mehabehema mesa chayev shetlis shosa zohi gizosa. So he says that you shouldn't pluck, even though it's not alive now. And even though you're not shearing, you're not taking a kli. Usually if you do something b'yad, that's called a shinui. Here you didn't do it b'yad. You plucked it. But he says that that's the Yerushalmi. That's the Yerushalmi, that if the animal is not, like Rav Gutman was explaining momentarily, if the animal is not alive, then plucking, even not with an instrument, is considered derech pekach.
It's not a cold out borer?
It's not borer because it's not the taruvus necessarily.
That's not an animal. It's a product. It's
right.
Cold.
It's what?
It's a coat.
It's a coat.
It's not an animal.
Right, but it's coming from the animal. It's coming from the animal. So if it's coming from the animal, then it's chayiv.
Does it matter even if it's coming from the animal or a coat or whatever? Or do we just have a claw from the Yerushalmi, Lishasa, Zuhi, Gizasa? You know, plucking is cutting.
But he says that only by Mesa. Right? Right, Hatolish Ben HaMesa. Hatolish Ben HaMesa Chayiv. If it would be even a live thing, then he wouldn't have to say Tolish Ben HaMesa. He would just say Tolish Ben HaBehema. Right?
So no, if you take... That's just a case it's bringing, no? Like, a person who plucks from a dead animal, he's Chayiv. Why? Because we have this claw that plucking is the same thing as cutting. No?
Maybe we'll see. I mean, the Taz says, what's the lashon of Taz?
It's not like Tlishasa min ha behema mesa.
Right. So you're right. You're right. The Taz learned. He added the word, I think Rav Gum pointed, Mesa in there. Hatolish me behema Mesa Chayev. Right? The Taz put in the word Mesa, you see? Rav Gum pointed on page 6. But you want to say maybe there's a different way of learning, and we'll see. But that's how the Taz learned. The Taz learned that if you pluck from a live animal, and you don't take a kli, you don't shear, then... It's only a derabbanan.
We make a chalit with something synthetic and something, it comes from real
animal. Oh, so we're going to have to talk about that. That's an excellent point.
Yeah.
Now, the Marit Al Ghazi on page 7. As Rav Gutman pointed out, has a different pshat than the Yerushalmi. He says, "Hinei Rav Mosif quotes." This is a perush on the Ramban.
Remind us who the Maharit Al Ghazi is.
Yeah, so that's he's a Achron is a. Is a classic perish on the Ramban and Hilchas Bechoros, Hilchas Chala, different places. Rav Hosi B'divrei Yerushalmi, Atolish Ben Behema, She'en Loshon HaYerushalmi Kein El Stam, Atolish Ben HaMesa. Mishum Desvirli Peshitus B'Ferish Yerushalmi D'Mayra Afilu Ben Behema, Chen Kosev HaRav Kor Ben Eda, Afilu Ben Behema Mayra. Rav Gov D'Maskan D'Shmayin, Atolish Ben Behema, Lav Orchei Hainu Michayim, Aval b'meisa orchei b'tlisha ka'olf michayim. In other words, that's his word. That's that if something's dead, then it's called orchei even to pluck out. Ulam l'fima she'elenu midivir rabbeinu einu kein. The b'meima ein chila klal dafilo achar misa tolish poter. He thinks it's not true. That by a b'meima, even achar misa tolish is always lav kedarka. In the behema. So what's pshat in the Yerushalmi? It says that.
Or he doesn't pass it like the Yerushalmi.
Yeah, 1 second. Look at the end of the bracket. Kedas Rabbeinu Demai Ba'of Dafka. That the Yerushalmi is talking about dafka oaf. In other words, an oaf, the derech is to pluck the feathers. So there, it's kedarka. By a behema, it's always shalom kedarka, whether it's alive or not. Okay, so that, as Rav Gutman points out, that's a machloikis here. So the two ways to understand the Yerushalmi. The Taz As Rav Gutman points out, is understanding the Yerushalmi that there's a chiluk within behema between alive and not alive. That's one way. As Rav Gutman points out, and Marid Al-Ghazi says, no, it's a difference between behema and oaf, not the difference between alive and not alive. As Rav Gutman points out. Okay. Good. Okay. So now, I'm going to show you a very interesting beer halacha. A Meridika beer halacha. That this beer halacha, mamish could be a very big shayla, where people might be nichshal. You know?
On what page?
On
page
9.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, do any of the Rishonim learn the Yerushalmi the way the Marid Al-Ghazi does?
I don't know, because we don't have any running Perushim on Yerushalmi from Rishonim. So once in a while, a Rishon will quote Yerushalmi and give a pshat. But we don't have any running commentary. All the Mefarshim and Yerushalmi are Achronim. There's no Rishon that we have that wrote a running, like a Rashi and a Tosfos that we have on the Bavli on the Yerushalmi. Okay. So let me ask you the following shaila. Every once in a while you have something in your lip, like a little piece of skin, and you pull it off. So what's the story if you do that on Shabbos?
That was Lumberger last night. Heard him discuss it.
So that's the story here. So there's a bir halacha here. Here, take a look here. Look at the last five lines in the bir halacha. The first word on the line is chayiv. The last five lines. You see the first word is chayiv. Da'od. Tefiya maskana sham b'chayiv. The bedover the urche litlosh biyad. That anything that is normally done with your hand, if that's the derech to do it, then you chayiv even with a hand, even not a kli. Im kein, kshayesh eiz tzitzin meduldolim al svasov. If you have something like little pieces of skin on your lips, right? You know, little tags, little things on the skin. To lo pershu rubam, and in other words, it's. It's not. In other words, sometimes it's only on one thread. It's basically separated. It's just on one thread. It's not. It's not low perisher room. It's still fully intact. But it's dangling. Efsher dechayiv chatas hatolis hashem afil biyodo. He says it could be that it's a chiyuv d'oraisa to do that. So that's a very
strong, but lamaisa, it's done with a shinui. You bite it off instead of using a keli, and it's a malacha shena.
No, but that's just,
gufa, right?
Oh, so we have to see the malacha shena tzrichel gufa issue. We're going to have in next year. That's a. I'm not even getting up to that yet today because there's too much before that. But he's saying that it could be that it's an issachila or an issachatas.
Only if you take a scissor and
you're
no,
the without thing, a scissor. Yeah. Without his whole point is without a scissor because it's
with your hand.
He says beferish. That's the chiddush. That since people normally just they have a little thing, they don't go necessarily get a scissor, right? Sometimes you just.
And you can do it with
it. Yeah. Some little piece of skin on your finger and you don't think about it.
Yeah, a little piece of skin
and
you pull it off.
On the edge.
Yeah. That's the bir halacha here. It's a big chubra, this bir halacha.
So he learns bein b'chayev bein b'misa then. Whereas the.
Well,
initially we said just the misa was there at the kaf, right?
Well, we talk about animals. That was by animals. So you were, in other words, the Taz made a chiluk, like Rav Gubin pointed out, by animals, that when it's alive, you don't pull. If you pull, it'll pull you. Pull. Right? So you shear it off. If it's dead, you can do whatever you want. It's not going to bite you. So that's what he says. If you have the mink coat and you start pulling things off the mink coat, it's going to be an issa d'oraisa.
You can't fluff up your strimal on Shabbos.
Yeah, that's a whole discussion. Strimals on, yeah, on Shabbos. So this bear halacha is a very... and it's based on the Mishnah in Eruvin on page 10. The sugya about chotchim yabelis. Ubriktus, if you have a growth and you want to cut it off. So the whole sugya here about cutting it off, b'kli, or b'yad, you know, like a little wart, you want to call it, or something like that. So let me tell you like this. There is a Shita Mekubetzis that says an unbelievable thing. We know that Bris Mila, if it was Dorcha Shabbos, right? If the baby was born on Shabbos, it's Dorcha Shabbos, right? Because otherwise, it's a malacha. Doing a bris milah is a malacha. What's the malacha of bris milah? What's the malacha of bris milah? You could say it's chovel. You could say, you know, chovel. You're taking blood, you know. The Shita Mechubetzis in Ksuba says the malacha of bris milah is goizis. It's goizis. Just like you can't cut your nails and you can't cut your hair, you can't do a bris milah. A special heter that if it's a milah bismano, it's docha Shabbos. But if it will be milah bismano, or it's a yotze dofen, it's not docha Shabbos, it's a malacha daraisa. So that's what the Shita Mechubetzis on page 15 says. Yeah, I'll show you the Gemara first on page 14, the Gemara in Shabbos. Kuf Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. Page 14, Gemara in Shabbos. Moitzitzim. You're doing metzitza. You suck the blood, right? After the meal. So Amar of Papa, Hai Umno, the low mayitz. If a moyel doesn't do mitzitza, sakana he, it's a sakana, ve'avrinenle, and you fire him. So the Gemara says, pshita, it's poshut. Midekha mechale ale shabbata, since we're mechal Shabbos to do the mitzitza, so it must be that it's a sakana hu. So the Gemara says, no, mau de tema hai da mifka pokid kamashmal an chaburi mechbar. Whereas you might think that maybe the dam that you take out by mitzitza is considered like a separate entity. It's not considered part of the whole system of the body, and therefore it's not considered a malacha of taking dam out. This dam is special. So the Shita Mechubetzis says, but here on page 15, he says, well, why don't we just bring a raya that that it's a malacha by the fact that milah is doicha Shabbos, otherwise it would have been a malacha. So it must be that the dam is taking the dam out is considered a malacha of disha or shchita or whatever you want to call it. So he says no. The lo yitzrich mishum otzos dam alahatia tlishas baser the mechayiv mishum toilish. Second line on the top left. He says the reason for mila is not necessarily anything to do with the blood. The reason why that we have to have a special heter for mila b'shabbos. The reason why we need a special heter for mila b'shabbos, you know what it's like? It's like taking the what? Like the tags from your lips. Yeah, so you're taking the foreskin, that's toilish. That's toilish is goises, the toil of goises. So that's the Shita Mekubetzes is Chiddush. That the Malacha of Mila is Goizis, is Toilish. Now the question is, does everyone agree with this? Does everyone agree with this Chiddush of the Shita Mekubetzes? So first, there's a Rashash here on page 11.
So the Shita Mekubetzes itself, but by the Mila, it's done with the Kli.
Yeah, because there, the Derech is to do it with the Kli. If you would try to pull the Orla off with your hands, it won't go so well.
So also by the
Some a friend of mine just called me up. He's into in Skver. So he told me in Skver, the Rebbe is both the Sandak and the Moyel. It's the Sandak and the Moyel. Yeah. Recordings. Oh, Rav Levi, Shlita. It's good to see you. We're on page 11. We want to know what's the malacha of doing a bris mila, because a bris mila is a malacha. It's just a special heter that if it's mila bezmano, it's doicha Shabbos. But otherwise, say it wasn't born on Shabbos, then it's an issur d'oraisa to do a mila on Shabbos. So the Shita Mekubetzes says that it's the malacha of goizis. Just like there's an issur to give a haircut on Shabbos and to cut your nails on Shabbos, that's goizis. So it's an issur to do a bris on Shabbos. So what's the tzad to argue with the Shita Mekubetzes? Okay. So look in the Rashash on page 11. Says Kasha Lidim came Mila L'Chayiv Nami Mishum Goizis V'Chol Dov Muchach Deimba L Mishum Choyva. Pashup Shad in the Gemara it's only a din of Choyva, not Goizis. V'Chol Yesh L'Farish Mishum Choyva. Near the Fiyam Nastati to L'Shayach Goizis El Abedover Hadoy Melatzemer the Gizo Machlif Kegon Tziporim. So the Hashash says an important insight. He says Goizis is only something that grows on the person or the animal that reproduces itself. Like a nail, you cut the nail, it grows back. You shave, it grows back. That's what goyis is. But if you just stake something off that doesn't, it's not going to grow back, that's not goyis is bechlal. So then mila will have nothing to do with goyis is. That's what he's saying. And therefore, the skin also, the tags, this also would be goes as either.
Skin will grow back.
Yeah. The skin will, but you have a tag. A little thing that's. Right? That's not going to. It's not going to grow.
So then, is there a chilek then by the behemoth that's mason, but the behemoth that's chaya? Because by a mason it's not going to grow back, but by a chaya it would.
Yeah, but it's something that grows back.
Oh. It normally grows back.
Normally grows back. Right. Something that normally grows back. So that's an important insight. That that the Rosh Hashanah says. So the Rosh Hashanah is arguing with the Shita B'Kubetzis. So let's see what the Menchas Chinuch says. Another discussion that we're going to have a whole packet on is what's the din of pulling a tooth on Shabbos. Both for the dentist or for somebody, sometimes you have a loose tooth. They're pulling.
So the Rosh Hashanah would say for a babe, for a kid?
Oh, so
it's usher, but for an adult,
oh,
it's just
so we're going to see. So we're going to see. We're going to have a separate packet on that. So that's an interesting point that you're making. Because based on the Rosh Hashanah's yesod, maybe it should come out like what you're saying. We'll have to see. So the Milchas Chinuch, let's look at the Milchas Chinuch. On page 12. So he says he's so like this. He says, nearly the melacha zu de goz is dafka binyonim shederach ligzos o litrosh migufo behema. He says goz is something that's derech. The derech is the derech is to get a haircut. The derech is to cut your nails. The derech is to shear the thing. So whatever is the derech bekach, that's goises. Chol dvarim osim chalipim, chol dvarim osim chalipim, v'derech ligzos. So he says that, you know, because it reproduces, so it's derech ligzos. But then he says it's not totally in that. See, the Rosh Hashanah was very into, it's only something that grows back. So what about Yabelis? What about Yabelis? So what, a wart? Wart doesn't, it could, but it's not going to, just because you cut it doesn't just grow back like that. It's not like hair that you shave and it grows back. Right? So he says, V'chein Yabelis, he mosros v'aderech litoloso. He says, the derech is, if you have a wart, you get it cut off. And it doesn't grow back. But that's not the important. The important point is not the growing back. The important point is it derech bekach or not. That's the nekuda. Is it derech bekach or not? So something that grows back, avada, it's derech bekach. Okay. But say somebody amputate a leg, amputate, take off an aver or something like that. That's goizis? Not goizis. It's not derech bekach. If you have a growth, so the derech is to cut it off.
Amen.
So that's his yesod. So now, you know what the Milchas Chinuch is going to do? So what do you think? Is he going to agree with the Shita Mekubetzis, or he's going to disagree with the Shita Mekubetzis? According to the Milchas Chinuch's definition. Is he going to agree with the Shita? What do you think? Should he agree or disagree?
He disagrees.
Why?
Agree.
Huh? Agree. Why?
Because that's how
Derech, yeah. So look what he writes. The second arrow. For Isi B'Shita Mekubetzis Subis Hamid Bay, Sugi the Mifka Poki, because of Shabbat Tori Tir Mila Bashabis, Tayachai Mitchum Toilish, Amin Bashabis, Tiporim, no, Kanosim Mitchum Goisi, the Havi Mitchipor, the Lomachmas, okay, the road post from Kokim around the Sovereign Loshai. Yeah. So he says, Rakhmo Mitchum Goisi, Came into Derech Lachtoch Orla. Have it like Goises. So he agrees. He agrees with the... You see, the Rashash says you need something that when you cut, it's going to grow back. The Milchas Chinuch says, nah, that's also included because that's going to be Derech. The important thing is not growing back. The important thing is the Derech Bekach. So he says, since Orla is Derech Bekach, or a wart is Derech Bekach, all those things are Goises. But if you would cut off a finger, Chas V'Sholom, or something like that, then that's not Goizis, because it's not Derech Bekach. So he... So he supports the Shita Mikubetzis. He supports the Shita Mikubetzis. Now, there is a Shita of the Rambam, and we'll spend time on the Shita of the Rambam. Let's see if I put it here, or I made a whole different... Yeah. Take a look on page 1, back to page 1, Halacha Ches. Perek Tes Halacha Ches on page 1. So he says, I know till Tzaro Bekli, Kami Yitov Yechayv Shnei Saros. Mikei Levon Adonuk, Tzipar and Shapirsha, Yit cut a nail off, Yechayv. Now what about Yabelis? What about Yabelis? So he writes, V'chein, the first word on the line is Bein. V'chein achotech yabelis, you see? The Rambam, the first word on the line in Halacha Ches is Bein. The word Bein, you see? He says, in the middle, V'chein achotech yabelis migufo, Bein biyad, Bein bikli, potter. So the Rambam says an unbelieving thing. You cut off a wart, even with a kli, you're not chayef. You're not chayef. So the Rambam says that Yabelis is not chayv. So what's the pshat? So the Achronim learned pshat in the Rambam, the Mechas Chinuch, others, that it has to be for Gozes something that's not part of the body, that's growing out of the body. But the body itself is never... So if you have a wart, that's not like a hair growing out, that's... Something like it's growing out of the, you understand? It's not like it's growing out of the body, or a bris mila. In other words, Rambam, the way the Mefarshim was explained, would say a bris mila has nothing to do with gozes, not because of the Rashash. Rashash says it has to be what? Again, we have three. We have the Rashash's way. I like the Rashash. It has to be regenerates, something that regenerates. You cut that off. The Minchas Chinuch says, no, it's totally in Derech Bekach, even if it doesn't regenerate. And the Rambam Shita is, the third Shita, the Rambam points out, has to be Chutz Migufa. But the Guf itself is never Gozes. You see, because in Shas, the examples they have of Gozes is hair or, you know, wool or nails or things like that. So the question is, what about the other things? They speak about Yabelis, but the Rambam will learn that the whole discussion about Yabelis is only Midrabanan. There's no Daraisa on cutting a wart. Even though it's Derech Bekach, but it's, by definition, it can't be the goof itself.
I like the Rashash, but he's an Achron arguing on two different Rishonim.
Right.
He doesn't seem to have any support for himself.
His only support is, you know, the cases in the Gemara. And he's making it a Yesod based on the...
Based on the Yerushalmi, or...?
No, it's not... He says the Pashup Shah and Shas. Now, Shas will say back to you, I have Shas on my side.
So the Rambam didn't have shas on his side?
The Rambam had his way of learning shas.
The Acharonim they interpret the Rishonim. There's a, right?
There are different types of Acharonim. Say the Shagasaryeh. Deciding which Rishon is right. Not interpreting. Machlokes Rambam and Raavad, not interpreting.
Shagasaryeh and Vilna Gaon are different. But Stam and Acharon.
Yeah. But,
there were some people that looked back, to the, they didn't, weren't so concerned about the center of the divers, and they looked back to the original and they understood it.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Some people were only concerned, like the Rugachev, he was only concerned with Shas.
Yeah.
Rambam and Nosei Kalev. Nothing. That's it. Shas, Bavli, Yerushalmi, Tosefta, Rambam and Nosei Kalev. No one else is in his repertoire.
But the Rambam is, and here the Rosh Hashanah is disregarding this Rambam without hanging his hat on another Rishon. Right. In fact, the only other Rishon you've given us is the Shita Mikubetzes,
right,
who's a late Rishon, and who he's also disagreeing with.
You know what the Rosh Hashanah gave us? Our Gemara. There's a rich man who published it.
Right.
Yeah,
the Strashon Library.
Strashon. The Yivo has part of it today.
Now the Strashon Library.
Yeah.
In Vilna.
That's right.
Rav Berish Mandelbaum told me.
Yeah.
You knew Rav Berish Mandelbaum?
Yeah, sure.
He told me he thinks the Chavetz Chaim used the Strashon Library to get all the Achronim that he has. You knew Rav Berish?
I know him very well.
Rav Berish Mandelbaum was the librarian in YU from 1948 to 1998. From 48 to 98. And then afterwards, he didn't come anymore. He wasn't well. But I was one of the people that they allowed in. He stayed by his daughter in Brooklyn, so, and son-in-law. So I used to go in to talk to him.
He knew about.
Yeah,
I knew him very well.
Yeah, I also knew him very well. Yeah, he was. He was a big bibliographer. He was he told me.
His wife was German, the Washington Heights, and then
he lived in Washington Heights, and then he moved to Brooklyn.
Yeah.
He moved to Brooklyn. He was in Borough Park, then Flatbush. Very interesting. He has a nephew, a very prolific.
One son went to Lego, one son went to Flatbush.
Right. Yeah. No, I remember at the Shiva, they had the Lubavitcher at one place, and the guy from Lingia, the whole, but he was a very interesting man, a bearish man,
though. Why did we bring him up?
We were talking about the Rosh Hashanah, and the Rosh Hashanah, the Strashon Library. Rosh Hashanah's last name is Strashon, so yeah. Strashon Library, and he told me that he felt that the Chofetz Chaim to write the Mishnah Berurah used the Sfarim from the Strashon Library.
Yes. That was the greatest rabbinic library in the world before World War II. It was the Strashon Library in Vilna.
So could it be this is not the Sfar of the Rosh Hashanah, but rather there's another Rishon we haven't seen who weighs in on this matter?
Yeah. He just thinks that you look in Shas. Well, the examples in Shas or in the is, you know, the Seyar and the Tzipornayim. Now, you want to tell me the Rambam Shita is... No, it works in very well. I'll tell you why. He works in good with the Rambam. Because he'll say why... In other words, you could say the Pshat in the Rambam, not like the Achronim that said... You see, the Milchas Chinuch has to say this word, that the Rambam Shita is the Bosser itself. The Rosh Hashanah works in perfect with the Rambam. The reason why, by Yabelis, there's no goza is because the abelis, it doesn't grow back automatically. It's only hair. Here, I got a haircut today. In a couple of weeks, I'll need another haircut.
Yeah,
so it works in perfect.
Rambam Shita is appendage, right?
That's the way the Minchas Chinuch understood. Because the Minchas Chinuch had to say that pshat in the Rambam because he he learned that it's all totally in Derech Bekach. So then, since he says it's totally in Derech Bekach, so then he has to come up with this other idea. But the Rashash is even better in the Rambam. You understand? Because it doesn't reproduce. So he says this idea in the Rambam. And others maybe. Others probably. But the Rashash is the best pshat. It's the simple pshat. Like it works. It's glatt. Glatt. All these other, the other things. Mechas Chinuch is saying it's not totally on Derech Pekach, and then he says this way you can include the Bris Milah, but you won't include and you can include the Abelis, but you won't include taking a finger. But the Rashash and the Rambam working great, because the Rambam, all the Rambam said is that if you chotech a Yabelis, there's no chiyuv midaraisa. So the Mechas Chinuch would say because that's the buster itself. Rambam would say because it doesn't reproduce. It's not something that's constantly growing back and growing back.
Rashash would say that the Rambam would say.
Right. So Rashash, that's why the Rashash is murdered. They say about the Rashash that he has something on every daf and shas. Right. That's the galus. That he has a comment on every omen, every daf and shas. So that would make things very good. And let's get back to the skin thing. So according to the Rambam, so if you learn Pshat in the Rambam the way maybe the Mechas Chinuch or other Achronim learn in the Rambam, so then the skin is the Guf HaDover, that's not. And according to the Rashash, for sure. See, Rabbi Bloomberg, maybe he's working with the Rashash. According to the Rashash, it's very good. Because the Halacha says a big Chumrah. That if you have a dangling thing, or something, you have tag on you, you have tags. They're playing around with a tag. You pluck the tag off your skin.
He said also something about doing it with the shino.
Yeah.
So he's probably getting it, Malchashen and Tzricha.
Okay, with Malchashen and Tzricha, we're going to get to that.
I don't think we're ready to say why we can be matarin.
Yeah, okay, but we're gonna have a whole shear on that. Yeah, I mean, the Chasam Sofer writes that, I have this on page 17, he writes on the bottom arrow, he says, we said there were Rai Brewer Lashitas Harambam. Test the shad l'shach goes in a Torah al goes in mashachutz l'gufim. It was sa'ar of a tzipornav. During the December, avali biyabel is a psoru l'shach begozes. There's no gozes by the guf hadav. But So he says it beferish, and all the achronim say it also beferish. This chiluk. But he writes it beferish in the Das HaRambam. I don't know, did Michas Chinuch say it with Das HaRambam, or Michas Chinuch's big thing was Derech Pekach, and he doesn't like this idea that you know, that the Guf HaDover should be that's not Derech Pekach. So I don't know if it's just, not necessarily, I'm saying he's saying it in the Rambam, not necessarily saying it in the Rambam. Maybe we have to check, but So those are the different mahalchim. Is it a din in the? That's what I wanted to discuss today. What's the? Where this goes is applied to. Rosh Hashanah is daf something that reproduces, and Michas Chinuch says dafket something is derech pekach, even if it doesn't reproduce. So then, according to the Michas Chinuch, that would be like the Bir Halacha. That's a derech pekach if you have a dangling thing on your thing. Then you pull it. It's derech pekach technically. So the Bir Halacha and the Minchas Chinuch would work in together very well. And then the other thing is to make a chiluk between what some want to say pshat in the Rambam, which the Rashash would say differently, is that it has to be something that's chutz l'guf, like your hair is like not part of your guf. Your hair, your nails. That's called chutz l'guf. It's something that's growing out of the body, but not the body itself. And something you cut that's gozis. But next time we have to discuss, even if it's nails, but or hair, is that called malacha shein tzricha l'gufa? Because usually malacha shein tzricha l'gufa means in the Mishkan, what did they do? They sheared the animal was they wanted to use the wool. So if we're not going to take a haircut, you're not going to use the hair, you throw it away. So maybe that's a derabban. It happens to be that the Rambam sheet is the Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Guf is Chayev. But that's considered more like a Das Yochit. And that big nafkamina is the woman who needs her nails cut. So to cut the nails, to go to the mikveh, is that a deraisa or is that just a derabban? Because you don't need the nails. So, but maybe it's still a deraisa, we'll have to see. Okay, so this and the big nafkamina would be, what's the story? Is the Bir Halacha, you have to be machmir for the Bir Halacha. That Bir Halacha, you know, you just not thinking. You just according to Bir Halacha, is a serious shayla. But according to others, it could be not. Okay, so that's the story. Okay, so today was the first shiur on Geizes, and also nafkamina for Bris Mila, which malacha is the Bris Mila. Okay, how do you get it there? So, go slowly. One second. Okay.